Yep, I hope he shits till he dies. Johnny C, suck it.
No, why not? I'm an Arrivian. I must have this first spot. I shall have it.
You mate with him, I get it.
She's locked on me.
Domesticate the moose.
I hope you got the importance of it.
Because I don't, well, let people do their jobs. Our hydration breaks? Piss off. Soccer, off my lawn, the entire sport. All right. Now, somebody ought to punch that kid in the mouth. Somebody ought to just level that little son of a bitch.
This is not good.
In association with the Shining Wizards Network, Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast presents Road Day Tots, episode 134. I am Handsome Kevin. With me, as always, is Tropic Al. And Tropic Al, sometimes I refer to you as my ginger bear. It's kind of like a bear. Now, if the listeners out there are getting this episode right now, today is what day, Tropic Al?
Monday, the 27th of July.
Monday, the 27th of July, you are listening to this. And if this episode didn't open with a moment of silence for me, that means I'm still alive. And I am in Yellowstone. I probably can't guarantee that, depending on what time of the day that you're listening to this. But Tropico, I got this Yellowstone trip coming up, man. As our listeners are listening to this, I am there, potentially, maybe half eaten, maybe not, right? Who knows? Who knows, Tropico? It's hard to look into the future. I'm a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for? Is apprehensive what I am regarding this trip, Tropico?
I mean, this is far away from your natural environment.
Yes.
You know, yeah. Old Sergeant General Longnut there.
Important for duty.
It's one of those things that it is different than what you're accustomed to. Not saying that you've not been out in some wilderness. You guys go to the cabin. This is just a different kind and a different consistency of wilderness that you guys are going to be attacking.
Well, Tropico, like, we go to the cabin, but the cabin has four walls, right? It's got four walls. It's got two levels. You feel safer inside of a built cabin, right? As opposed to a tent. I can't tell you. No, I bet if I thought about it long enough, I could probably tell you. Yeah, I don't sleep in tents, man. I don't sleep in tents. It's been a very long time. In a tent, outside. And there's, like, rules and regulations. I've never been to like a campground where they have rules and regulations to keep you alive, Tropical. That's a little bit worrisome. Would not be worrisome to you? Have you been to a campground where they have rules and regulations in order to keep you alive? You have.
Yes.
And you made it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, ice cream, bears.
I was going to say, you mate with them. I get it. But, okay, damn. But Tropical, I mean, our listeners probably understand this. You're a little bit bigger of a guy than I am.
Correct.
Yeah. So, like, what am I supposed to do? Make myself large? Hide? Play dead?
So the rules of bears go, if it's a black bear, you're supposed to make yourself big, like you know, make your presence known.
Wait, I'm going to stop you right there, Tropical. You already have told me that I can't figure out what color is what regarding the snake that was in my house.
That's correct. Yes.
So what you're giving me bear advice and saying if it's a black bear that I got to make myself big. Now, what if I get the colors mixed up and then I'm dead?
Well, the black bear is the only, like, the American black bear is the only one that will be black. You know,
100%.
Like your hat you're wearing, the Colorado Buffalo's hat.
Okay.
That's a black hat. If the bear is that color, you make yourself big. If it's a brown bear, most likely a grizzly bear, especially if it's like three of you high, you're apparently supposed to play dead. You will not outrun them. You will not. They don't like dead things, so they like to toy with their food. That's what they say. And then they say if you see a polar bear, not that you're going anywhere near the polar bear, you are dead. Like if you see it, it's just it's over.
Yeah, I believe that. So what? Okay, now we acquired what they call bear spray. Is this going to be a deterrent on all those bears?
You're going to be a spicy entree for the bears. What it?
With bear spray.
If it's a grizzly bear, most likely, yeah.
They don't care, huh?
Nah. No.
Then why do they say, like, even the Yellowstone people were like, you make sure to get bear spray. Is this a racket? Is bear spray a lie?
So, like, it will deter some brown bears. Grizzlies are just, like, apex of apex predators. I mean, like, they're in the conversation with, like, your great white sharks and things like that. Like, that's, you know, the type of predator it is. Like, orca, whales, and stuff like that. They are monsters. Again, they're not prone to groups. My thing, after seeing the video of the dude out there out west trying to take a picture of a bison, maybe just leave those alone. Like, don't try to snap a photo and sit there and keep calling to the bison and then get charged because you woke it up from its nap. It was just trying to rest, man. Let it take a nap.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I did see the video Tropico, and it looked like it was scratching its back on the ground like a dog. That made me laugh. And I do know just a hair about bison, just a hair. That was a specialty of mine when I was back in the food industry. But like he's got to keep zigzagging. They can't zigzag. You got to keep zigzagging. So and he didn't do that. They can run like 30, 35 miles an hour. And they are giant and super territorial animals. So, like,
yeah,
if you don't zigzag enough, you're dead. Like, when he was, like, weaving in between the trees?
Yeah.
That was good. That was smart. He wanted to keep on doing that. But then he stopped, and then he got upended. Right?
He kept delaying, like, waiting to see if it was still going. You got to keep moving, like, keep an eye on it, the peripheries, but you keep the feet moving, man.
Yeah, 100%. Man, so... So, I understand now bear spray doesn't matter, which is disappointing because in my mind, bear spray was you get rid of them. Like, you spray them, they're just going to run away. What about those horns? Like, people bring, like, those air horns? Is that going to do something?
I mean, there are things that will deter some. That will deter some things. Like, you know, it'll kind of just shock their system for a second and hopefully give you some time to make some distance and get...
I like that idea, yeah.
...get further away. It's one of those things that in those type of areas, it's just being cognizant of your surroundings and not having the panic, like, when it happens. Because when people panic, that's when they sense that crap for sure. They can smell it. So... You know, figure out which one of J-Bo's kids you like the least. Trip them real good.
And just,
Yeah.
You know, that's a good point because I think that I'm probably I'm definitely not the slowest in the group, right? But I got to save my wife.
Right.
Right? Like, that's the problem. Like, I got to save my wife. So I might have to, like, J-Bo's kids are all pretty solid athletes. So I don't know. Ah, boy. Yeah, one of them's going to have to. I mean, it's not going to be me, and I got to save my wife, right? I got to figure that out.
It's harder to run when you've been tripped. That's true.
That is true. And I got to get one of those sticks, man. I've seen these sticks, and I think it's worth getting. They're like a walking stick. They fold up or they collapse, and then they open back up. But, like, in my mind, like, even if something does go sideways, at least having a stick is better than not having anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I have a stick, I can at least, like... Aim for the nose, right? Whoop-ha! Because even an animal, like, you hit them in the sinuses, that's going to be bad for them, right? They don't like that. So that's a thing to probably get. My wife says, don't get the stick. All right, I've had two options so far. Each time she said, you don't need it, don't get it. But I'm thinking, like, larger scale. It's not just, like, walking. Right? Yeah. It's also, like, defense. Or, like, if I want to pretend that I'm Zorro, right? I have the stick to be able to do that. Or, you know, be like in Billy Madison. Be like, oh, I was a hiking guide. And use it to act like it's my dick. Like, all kinds of fun stuff I could do with that. So I'm thinking I got to get. And they're not expensive. They're only, like, $14. No, why in the hell doesn't my wife want me to have one?
Because she knows you've seen the movie Happy Gilmore. And you'll be, whoa. You know,
oh, that's right. It's Happy Gilmore.
She knows you're going with J-Bo and you're going in the general public, you know. And
also true accurate statements. Yeah.
Yeah. She knows you. That's why she's like, no, don't get the stick, please. For the love of God, don't get the stick. That's what she's saying in her head.
It
would give you distance too. Like, you could keep, you know, try to keep some distance from you and said animal. Again, just don't get so close. And when you're camping, Like, there's things like just staying out of the way, you know, have the bear spray handy, all this stuff. I did always love the signs. They used to tell people to get the bear spray, like it's like a pepper spray. The bear spray and like wear bells because making noise, you know, would like help deter bears, which, you know, the air horn thing could be a.
Okay.
But they were talking about how you can recognize on the trails if you see bear scat, you know, bear poops and stuff. You see black bear poop, it's going to have like berries and nuts and all these things like this. And grizzly bear poop would have like little bells in it and smell like peppers.
Okay, I get what you're saying. Jeez. Yeah, and that's it. Like, to me, I don't know if I want that. Like, bells and shit on me. That doesn't seem like it's going to be a good idea. That's one thing that I am worried about, too. Like, it says, like, you know, don't have anything inside your tent, right? Don't have anything in your tent. And then, like, don't go taking a fucking a walk to take a leak at, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, Tropicale, right. You know what time I normally wake up, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, every morning. You know what I do when I wake up? I take a leak.
Yeah.
My body's ready to take a leak at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. I can't go take a leak because I'm going to die.
It's walking off because some people will just go and just wander.
Yeah.
And like I said, there's apex predators. They release wolves back into Yellowstone. Like, that's the thing that.
What the hell? I didn't even think about wolves. That wasn't on my radar.
Yeah. Yeah. They've released, you know, some different wolves like, to thin down some of the populations of, like, basically make a natural order of things.
Okay.
But
in a natural order, Tropicale, we're not very high on the list.
No, we're not. We like to think like we that. Are.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man, that sucks. That's like taking bait, right?
Right.
And throwing it into an aggressive lake and thinking that the bait is number one. The bait's never number one, Tropicale. In this situation, I feel like I'm going there as the bait.
That's why a lot of the things they'll say, like, if you've got food at your campsite, like, basically secure it up in a tree away from the main campsite. Because that deters them from being amongst you and away. Like, but if they go for the food, that it'll be, like, hey, it's at least away from you guys.
Yeah, it's over there. Yeah, I don't like any of this, man. Hey, you think there's moose out there?
My buddies, when they went out there, they saw some large elk and like a few moose, like, okay, here and there.
Yeah, so I found out recently that the moose is my spirit animal, Tropicale. I'm not sure what that means exactly, but I found that out. So that's pretty badass, and I think I'd like to see a moose. Another thing that I was thinking about, Tropicale, let me run this by you. I'm going to ask you this question. I've asked other people this question. I want to see what you have to say. Humanity, in general, as a whole, would be far better off right now had we decided to domesticate the moose over domesticating, like, the horse and the oxen, right? Far better off.
I'm trying to remember the temperament that they have, because you've got an argument there, at least, for certain. Yeah,
right, because, and the temperament at a certain point doesn't matter, because all dogs were wild at a certain point, right? All of them were. And now dogs kind of realize, like, hey, we get along, right? So at a certain point, as you're domesticating these animals over time, they're going to realize, like, hey, we get along with these folks. We're going to be okay. So I think in that situation, you kind of have to take the natural temperament out of it, because we're kind of busting that off of them, right?
Yes and no, because we've domesticated oxen, but a bull ox will still can get up in you real quick.
Okay, yeah, yeah, like, yeah, good point.
Testosterone levels, like, if it's, yeah, and you could have, like, you know, essentially pet cows that a bull get the right rage hormone going and watch out.
I suppose. But that would be with any animal, right?
Right. Dogs and mooses, dogs can turn on people at times.
Yeah. Usually
crappy owners. Somewhere in the line, but that's usually neither here nor there.
Yeah, but like even like with a moose, right? They're going to be better. They're better than horses for travel, for sure. They can travel way, like, way better, right? Through much rougher conditions, right? And they're a stronger animal for sure. But then they're also like, they're almost like a super hybrid, and they got giant horns, which what that's pretty cool too.
That's all you want is the antlers. Like, you need a Cadillac with bull horns on it, don't you, Kevin? Like, that's what you need.
No, moose, like, man. Moose. Moose horns? Yeah.
You're going to put moose horns on the Jeep?
I'm thinking about it now. I might be weighing out my options. I might be on eBay right now. I don't know. So I was thinking about this because I think that it humanity, that's probably where Idiocracy started, was when we decided that, you know what, instead of the moose, we're going to go with horse and oxen. And that's another thing too, Tropic. You eat moose, right? You can use it for what do you call it? Is that livestock then, if you're doing it that way?
Yes.
Yeah. You can have it for livestock. You can have it for working. You can have it for conveyance. The moose is just it's a multi-tool of the animal kingdom that we really screwed the pooch years ago, not deciding, you know what, domesticate the moose.
It could be containing it, because at a certain point you have to overcome the strength to break them. And you know, on a scale wise, like, what they can do and what they can accomplish is substantial. I've seen, you know, some of them move things in the woods, we'll say.
Like, yeah. Just
get a mind to it, and, oh, that tree's in my way. Now it's not.
Yeah, you just gotta get rid of that tree if you're a moose, I suppose. Okay, so no man, another question regarding the moose here, Tropical. I know this is Rogue Day Tots, and this is our new segment called Moose Talk. Why would my spirit animal be the moose?
That's a great question.
Right?
Like, when did you find this out?
Oh, recently. Yeah, it was like a couple weeks back.
I thought it was the crazy bat thing from Mexico. Like, I thought that was your spirit animal. That seems more like you.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, man. Like, anything
stay inside
from Mexico,
dark
yeah.
places. You know,
yeah, anything
from Mexico. Hang upside down from time to time when you let the tiger out of the cage. Like,
that's true. Yeah. But anything from Mexico really seems more like me than the moose. But here I am. That's my spirit animal. I'm the moose. So why? What do you got?
I have no idea. I've never done anything, looked into any kind of spirit animal, so to speak.
Okay. Gotcha. Huh. Well, and it makes sense, though, Tropical. You know, we look at all the great things that we've said about the moose. It's you know, it's the multi-tool of the animal kingdom. It's strong. It's fast. It's,
big fans of Bullwinkle here. Like, you know, that's...
That could be. Yeah, that could be, too. You know, I might need a moose tattoo now we're talking about it. Well, anybody out there that has any further knowledge on the moose, the horse, the oxen, and really how much better we would be had we domesticated the moose over those. Yeah, that would just be, because then at that point, I mean, horses, they're wild. They're almost like deer, right? Out there just running around. We're living in a world where you hunt horse. You get on your moose to go hunt a horse.
That would be impressive. I'm not going to lie. Like, that would be. I feel like that's such a Teddy Roosevelt move right there, like,
yeah,
to ride a moose and hunt off of it. Like, right. Yeah.
Well, see, and that's another thing. Like, it's in the cold weather, right? Moose go right through the snow, no problem. Yeah. And then, they swim like Phelps. There are a bunch of Phelpses out there on the seas. So there's just so much better than a lot of animals in so many different ways. Moose take a bear on? Like, would a moose and a grizzly they tangle up? Is a moose going to win that one?
That's a tall order. Like, a moose would put up a fight for certain.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But if, like, the grizzly is Mike Tyson from the 90s, one punch and she gone. Like, it's like you're gonna have to play defense very well and tire the grizzly out, but like, it connects one time and it's the bridge is over, my friend. Like,
see, I was gonna feel a lot better about this camping trip if you were gonna say, you know what, you're right, yes, moose can take on a grizzly. That's go, you know what, that's my spirit animal, I'll be fine. Now I don't know anymore, Tropical.
They're more pack animals, like, in that regard. So okay. That's, you know, they will travel in a little bit more of a herd. It's not like absolute with moose, like, you know, that they must travel in a herd, but it's like, you know, they will tend to stay together a little more than like a grizzly bear. Like grizzly bears just trying to eat and survive.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah, a moose is a little more social animal. Yeah. What are we doing today? We're heading out that way. We're going to go see the
hill. Morning, Larry. How are you?
Yeah, I like that. I am a moose. Damn it, Tropicale. Now, what you need to do is you got to figure out what your spirit animal is, Tropicale. That's the important part next. We got to figure that out for you. I don't know what it is. If you say grizzly, I'm going to be a little disappointed. So, so Tropicale, that's a little Tots Outdoors for everybody out there. That's what that is. I really don't know what's going to happen, man. I have no idea. I'm a little. I'm a little bit worried. So, and it's going to be such a wild ride because I'm going to be gone. I'm going to come back for one day and I'm going to be gone again. And I'm going to come back for 5 days and then I'm going to be gone again. New Jersey time, man. So I just got to make it through Yellowstone so I can get to Jersey. Right. That's right. That's what I need to have happen. So the moose can get to Jersey. Tropicale, man, any words of wisdom here before we move on for, we're talking Tots Outdoors.
I mean, you do have your hiking shoes. Like, you're not wearing slides on the godforsaken trails, right?
So I'm bringing, like, I got rid of, I think I gave away about 13, 14 pairs of Puma sneakers, right?
Okay.
I'm not a Puma man anymore, Tropicale. I think I talked to you about this. I'm a Calvin man. I kept one pair of Pumas because they're like the hiking sneaker, right? That's what they are. So, yeah, I got one pair. Yeah, I don't need more than that, right?
You shouldn't. It would be one that if there's certain areas that like, hey, yeah, you could really mess up your shoes. Like having a pair of shoes that it's like, all right, if these get smoked today, it's fine, but they're comfortable to walk in. They can handle like, trail stuff.
That's just buy another pair of shoes though, right?
Yeah, you could.
Okay.
But if you're out in the wilderness, you know, there's not exactly stores out there.
Yeah, but you're not going to pack two pairs of shoes while you're going on a hike, are you?
You would just have another at the campsite. When you return, you would have your stuff there again.
Right, so. Okay, gotcha.
Because walking on, like, you know, for instance, when we go walking in Jersey there in the mornings on the old football field there, our morning routine when we go stay with Matt, the stuff that was on that field that got on my, like the red Pumas that I had, like, that's something. I'm glad I brought these instead of like some shoes that would be white because it would, you know, these sense. I can clean off a little better and not, it's all that stuff from the artificial turf. Anyway.
Yeah. I'm with you. And there's not going to be any of that in the Yellowstone. No.
Grass and dirt.
Well, Tropicale, wish me luck, man. Wish me luck. Oh, that's what I'm going to say to that. And then again, that was, you know what? Why not? That was brought to you by J&J Figures. Go over to J&J Figures. Check them out. They're our guys. They're wonderful, wonderful people. You can follow them across social media platforms at J&J Figures. Hop on the website. That's jjfigures.com. Pick up anything you need. Pre-order the new stuff. Go back, search the old stuff. They got warehouse finds. They got Fig Drop Fridays. Sign up, email, right? They get your collector coins. Nobody does what they do, and they buy with confidence because they ship with care, and you're going to get yours quick. They're sending stuff out every day. Send it out. And if they're not going to send it out, they notify you. Hey, this is going to ship on Tuesday, right? They're great communicators. They're great communicators. Better than any other distributor that you have ever worked with in your life. I guarantee they are better communicators and will take care of you. They're collectors first. Love J&J Figures. JJFigures.com. Tropicale, that was Tots Outdoors, brought to you by J&J Figures. Why don't we move into the lawn, right, Tropicale? Like you said, there's not going to be any of that synthetic grass to walk on, right, when I'm in Yellowstone. Sometimes I've seen it before, Tropicale. People put that synthetic stuff in their lawn or out in their backyard, man. That's not a bad look. No lawn mowing if you do that. So I've got to kind of consider that a little bit myself. Haven't done it yet, but Tropicale, the lawn is yours. Go ahead and clear it, my man.
It's not as extensive as it has been in a while. I will say that, you know, caveat in front. And Kevin got the brunt of the lawn before we pressed record. I'm going to be honest with you. But it's still there. It's going to have some spice, to say the least. New era. So right now I'm I'm at Words, which just today it finally dropped as we're recording this, but it still could get off my lawn because for 2 months you have been sending me advertisements. You've been hyping me up. They've got these like the America 250 powder blue hats for teams, and it has like the logo with the American flag and all this stuff. Okay. It's a really, I really enjoy that hat. Yeah. Like, I must procure this. You go to the website, pull it up. It's got all these other like America 250 stuff, the baseball all-star game. And this one said coming soon. And like they had advertisements, get yours for the 4th of July. Coming soon.
Let me say that passed.
Get yours for the, it is July 21st. And this is the first day that they've been available on the website.
Okay. Did you get yours?
No, I haven't ordered it yet, but it's one of those things that it's so frustrating. Like New Era, stop telling me they're available.
Right.
They're not available. I want it. I have monies.
Right.
Take my money.
I give you money, you give me goods, right? That's the way it works.
Yes.
Wow. Get your hat, Tropical. Get your hat, man. Yeah.
Oh, it's on order. I know Tony loves, I can't have a lawn without a traffic update for Tony.
Traffic for Tony. Yeah. I like it. Yeah.
Mr. You know, I blow the horn every 35.2 seconds, you know, just
blowing,
for no reason.
He's blowing horns now. That guy is horny.
Well, this dumb Georgia broad, the other day we're driving home, and since they've done all the stuff with the gates, now they've opened the one gate that they closed in the mornings for a few hours, but traffic leaving the Arsenal in the afternoon is really compacted. So you're taking creative ways home. I'm going down, you know, a couple of the side streets, and this broad is passing people like in the turn lane.
That's unacceptable. Yeah.
Like, just I need to go faster. It's this dumb Georgia broad in a van, like it's got a Georgia tag on it. So that's, you're a dumb Georgia broad.
Doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
Yeah. I was fully expecting, like, you know, it had dents all over the van, so she's clearly doesn't care.
So she's driven through a parking lot, is what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Passing lane, no passing lane. It's fine with her. Like she was cutting people off, doing things like passing in the turn lane, just weaving in and out of traffic and all this stuff. And then turns into my neighborhood.
Oh.
And like almost hits a kid because she's not paying attention. She's on her cell phone, obviously. Why wouldn't you be? But yeah, she could just get off my lawn. Like if I could figure out where this broad lives, I, you know, might leave her a present from the dog in the front lawn.
Oh, I thought you're gonna you're gonna drop a Brundle fly in front of her house.
Could invite Brundo over, like, hey, let's go for a walk, Brundo. You feeling anything right here? So we go one of the places there on base to eat. The Post Exchange. They have a few restaurants. And one day we had to hurry back to the building, like just get something to go. So we go get in a line, and they've got like a Charlie's Subs. They've got a new Spud's place. I'm always leery about trying, especially newer places on some of these, like especially at the Post Exchange, because you could find a gym. You could find, could be eating a turd, essentially. Like that's you could run into. And so we went to the Popeyes. I'm going to grab some chicken, you know, get some Cajun rice, something like that, have a biscuit, you know, back at the office. We're standing in there, and this lady, she's an entitled one, to say the least. She's got a cart for the Post Exchange, and there's two Marines in front of us, like there's several people in this line. And she's, like, on them. To the point of, like, I'm on this microphone right now. Like, she is on them with that cart. Yeah. And so they try to, like, move up. Well, she's just staying lockstep right on them.
Okay.
And I'm just like, lady, you know, calm down. Like, cause that dude could, like, this was not one of these young, doughy Marines that you might see from time to time today. Like, this was a guy that looks like he's had to kill people creatively before.
He has played Marine before, is what you're telling me, Tropical.
Yeah. And, you know, he's just, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. Like, because he's trying to get out of her. Well, she just keeps inching up. Well, this bird gets to the counter and starts asking, well, I want to get the senior special. And they're like, okay, well, today is this. No, no, I want this. Like, totally different order. Well, ma'am, that's the senior special tomorrow. Why can't I get it today?
Because it's not it's tomorrow.
This is tomorrow's. Here is today's. This is tomorrow. Come back tomorrow and you can get it. Well, I just don't understand why you just give me that today.
No.
And then she goes to order the one for the correct day. Because she couldn't get her two-piece for like $5, whatever.
Sure.
Anyway, she goes to order it, and she's like, the lady tells her, okay, well, ma'am, we don't have the regular available right now. Like, they're thawing. It'll be, you know, a minute before they can get those cooked out. We just have, like, the spicy version of this. Yeah. I don't want spicy.
Then you will wait.
Okay, ma'am. Like, we're just letting you know that you'll have to wait. Well, I don't have time to wait.
Wait till tomorrow. You can have the special you want, you battle axe.
It was just one of those. I kept looking over at my coworker, Barry, like, you seeing this right now? And he just looking at me like, wow. It was a special experience. She needed to see the manager. Like, she needed all these different things.
Jesus.
And it's like, ma'am, there's nothing we can do about this. No. What can you do? Like, you know, just getting an attitude about it. Like, what can you do? And I think ultimately the manager was like, look, we can give you this meal, like this type of, at the senior rate. Yeah. It's not the one she's wanting. Why can't I have this? Well, ma'am, that's tomorrow special.
Like, oh my gosh.
We're regulated. Like, I'm just trying to make amends with this. Like, can you work with me here? Well, I guess so, if I have to. And then she's like, well, how much for a drink? $2. It should be included. Ma'am, that's never been part of the senior special. Like, it's a...
Right.
She wanted... Because she wanted the large drink as well.
Of course, like, yeah.
She doesn't want just the, you know, a standard, like, well, here's a water cup or here's something like this. No, I need everything. You just need to give this to me. Give me what I want. And it's like, well, ma'am, it's literally a sign right there. Here are the specials, like, for the senior discount.
I hate this woman. I hate this woman, Tropical.
Yeah.
Absolutely hate that. Oh. Hey, is the the would you call it the post exchange?
Yeah, the PX.
The PX. I knew that one, Tropical. Yeah.
There you go.
I don't think you've even told me about the being called the PX, and I knew that one. Yeah. Hell yeah, nice. For me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell no for he that woman, though. Something. Yeah, get her out of here. Yeah, the only reason why I know about the PX is because I have a buddy that used to be a Metachopper pilot during Vietnam, and he would tell me about different things that they'd stop at the PX to pick up, and I always had to ask, what's the PX? I'm like, oh, it's, you know, like on base, it's a good store, it's good stuff. I was like, all right, cool.
It's a place that they, like, if you're housed on there or military, you can go, like, you can do grocery shopping, mm-hmm. you can get stuff for your uniform, you can buy alcohol, firearms, things like that, you know, with no tax.
Yeah. That's, attaboy. You know, I'm just happy I knew, Tropical. Look at that. Yeah, I could be in the military. The moose is in the military.
Yeah.
What else you got? Long reporting for duty, sir. what else you got, Tropical? Let's clean this lawn up.
I'm gonna really have to make you an insignia for this, Sergeant General Longnuts. I don't know. I'm gonna have to come up with some things, but like, it's gonna have stars because if it's got a general, you got to have a star. So
that makes sense. Yeah, five so, stars.
I don't know if that's. We'll figure it out.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, there's five stars. It may have to be six, all right?
Oh, hell yeah!
Yeah. But we go, this is the, I guess, the opening act of the closer here. We go as well to lunch to my buddy Daniel, OG's named after, and Barry that I work with. You know, we're typically ones we like to hang out with each other and just goof off at lunch to have a break from the madness of work. And we ended up at one of our local spots here, the Taco Mama. And we're sitting at a high top table and can see out into the parking lot. And this Jag in a Rivian, because, you know, he is Mr. Elitist. He is everything.
I was going to say, those are super expensive trucks, aren't they?
Yeah. 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 Not the Cybertruck, but the other electric truck. Well, they have two parking spots there for pickup. Like, if you're getting a big order from Taco Mama, like, that's where we eat. They have spots that you can go and park there and, like, you know, pay, contact them, and they'll bring it out to your vehicle with you. Okay. Like, they'll help you load it up. Well, this dude blocks traffic for the longest time. Now, there's a truck making, like, one of the Brink deliveries, so it sits there in front of the store. So traffic turning in front of Taco Mama, heading to the, if you're facing out the window, the right-hand side there, is having to stop around the, well, this jackhole sees the people, like, coming out to their truck, so just stops there and waits on that front curbside parking spot. Waits. Like, the people that were in the spot were hurrying. They had two big carts full of order. Like, they were getting a huge order from Dr. Yeah. Mom. And the dude's just waiting there. Well, he's throwing up his hands and all this stuff. And it's like, dude, just go park in a spot.
Right.
Like, there was other parking spots, but no, I'm in a Rivian. I must have this first spot. I shall have it. And he's throwing up his hands and he's yelling. The dude was such a prick. Oh my, like, off the charts in there. He was so rude, like, to the people, because we saw him when he finally got in the spot, like, and he's backing up traffic there. And, like, he just walks out, steps out in front of traffic, expecting them to stop him. I wish they'd have hit him. But he comes in there. He's a jerk to the employees. Yes, I've got an order for this. They said it would be ready. And they're like, well, sir, we are bagging that up. That's unacceptable. Yeah.
Tropical, man. You got some real shitty people you're dealing with down there.
They're moving in. They are moving in because he had a out-of-state license plate. I won't say where it's from, but let's just say we'll be visiting there in a couple of weeks.
We have a winner.
He was just a jerk. Well, they get the cart full and they're like, all right, well, where's your vehicle? So it's right there. He storms off and leaves the little girl, like, that was trying to help. And she was tiny, man. And had a cart full of stuff, trying to get it off the curb by herself. Because usually, here in Alabama, like, a lot of the people would, like, be there with her as you're walking out. Oh, do you need me to help, like, get this down from the curb so we don't steal this food? So she's having to maneuver it. Like, Barry almost got up and, like, ran out there, like, here, let me help you. You know, just trying to help her get it down on the curb where she could, you know, then look to try to cross the street to go to his truck. And he's sitting there at his truck with his arms folded, just, what gives? What's taking you so long? And then he puts the food in the back of the truck, which I'm like, it's 100 degrees outside. What are you doing?
Right.
But then I got to thinking about it. You know what? Good. You put it back there. I hope you got food poisoning, sir.
Yep. Absolutely.
Hope you got the outbreak is going through our country right now. I forgot what it's called.
I don't know what it's called.
The super diarrhea. Like, I feel like he is deserving of that.
Yep, I hope he shits till he dies.
I mean, it was just he's such a prick about everything. Like, you know, every world revolves around you. As you drive a Rivian, you can get right off my lawn.
Like, well, I think the Rivian is one piece of it, Tropical. I think that's just one of those additional pieces to who that guy actually is. And who that guy actually is not somebody that any of us want to be around, I don't think.
And the last thing for the lawn is I gave my moniker that I know what I have, people. Stop. Stop. Please stop. It's so astounding. It can be in anything, you know, the fig collecting community, any kind of collectibles, any kind of trading community, I know what I have. Just stop. Like, if you're trying to move it wholesale, accept the price and walk away.
Yeah.
Just they hand you money and you go, you know. Anyway. But that is that. I will close it down there. That's I don't want to get as heated as I was before this.
Yeah, you had some fire, Tropical. You had a little fire in your belly there.
Most had to do with my own father. That's why. Yeah. So frustrating. Like, you told me to sell these. Allow me to sell them.
We're not that type of family, Dad.
Don't second guess. You said, hey, I'm just see what I can get for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you want me to sell them? Yeah. Yeah. Sell them. But see what I can get for them. Like, it's we'll see what he'll offer me. And I'm like, please stop. Like, tell me what you want for it.
Yep.
And we'll see if he agrees. And if that's the agree, bing, bang, boom, all done.
Done. Easy, right? Easy.
I'm over it.
I get you, Tropical. I get you. Hey, man, I did start here. It just kind of sparked my memory. I recently had upgraded my internet here. I changed providers and got fiber optic net put in. Right, it's pretty badass, right? I like that. I have a team of guys that come in. They do the install. They do the pre work and all that kind of stuff. They install it. Works great. And then they say, "Hey, hook this up. You know, open up your phone. Connect this. Do some password stuff. All that kind of stuff." They do a wonderful job. How many times during the install? The two meetings that I had with them at the house here, how many times do you think that I suggested they approach or do their job differently, Tropical, in the hours that I spent with them?
Knowing you, I'm going to say zero times.
Yeah, none, absolutely none, Tropical. You know why? Because I don't know how to do their job. They do their job. Likely 5 times a week, potentially 6. They do it likely 8 to 10 hours a day. I don't, Tropical. Right. They are professionals at what they do. I don't do what they do. I am a professional at what I do, Tropical. Now, it wouldn't make sense for them to come into my office and sit down and say, you should do things this way. Right? Or you're not doing that right. You know why, Tropical? Because they're not professionals at what I do. Right? And it goes the same no matter what industry or profession that you're in, Tropical. Tropical, if you were a welder, right? If you were a welder and we were talking one day and I said, you know what, man? You should go ahead and let me weld that and trust it. Just trust the weld. Would you trust the weld?
No.
And you know why you wouldn't trust the weld? Because I don't weld, Tropical. That's not what I do. Let people do their jobs, all right? Let them do it. Let them do their job. You're there for the service that they're providing to you. You're not there. Like, and you know, Tropical, I'm going to give a little bit. I'm going to give a little bit on this, Tropical. If you work at... I don't know, Denny's. Sure, you could probably show up at the Waffle House, and you could probably get by, right, Tropical? You probably get by. You might even be able to mention something like, hey, over here at the Denny's, we do this. It works out pretty well, right? Sure, but guess what? Even in that situation, Denny's and the Waffle House are going to have completely different standards and operations, right? You could probably get by, but it's not what they do, Tropical. So if you're... If you're, I don't know, if you're a concrete worker and that's what you do, awesome for you, man. Do your concrete. Love your concrete. But I'm not going to hire you to be my defense attorney because you're a concrete worker. Let people do their jobs. Trust that they know what they're doing. They do their jobs every day. You do your job every day. It's pretty simple, right, Tropical?
I mean, couldn't have put it better myself. Like, that's, we have that problem with, like, staying in your lane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Just do what you're supposed to do. Right? And then you're paying for, just let them do what they're, just let people do their job. Tropical. All right. Got that one out. That one felt good. Now I'm a little loose. Soccer off my lawn, the entire sport. All right.
Communist kickball.
For a little bit, I was thinking, you know, this isn't so bad. And you know when soccer's not so bad, Tropical? When I'm at Rancho Loco. That's the only time I'm okay with it. You know what it is? It's probably the environment. Usually it's on like a Saturday afternoon. I stop in to have a lunch by myself and the guys. We all watch soccer. It works out, right? They get excited about it. It gets kind of fun that way. This World Cup stuff with this fake love all of a sudden for the sport of soccer. You dipshits. I can smell your I love this trendy bullshit because it's trendy bullshit right now. I can smell it on you, and I hate you for it. I hate you for it, Tropical. We went to a place called MC Tap House, right? Not a bad little spot. Not a bad little spot. Got no issues with MC Tap House. What I do have issues with is all these jerk-offs watching the game. Like their lives depended on it, Tropical. Their lives depended on, and you could tell each and every one, not each and every one of them. Let me take that back. There's probably three people that I could see that I went, you know what? These are soccer fans. You know why they were soccer fans? They were wearing jerseys of the teams that I saw on the TV.
Right.
So probably, right, unless they're really making the investment, these are fans, right? Now, Tropical, one bird in particular. This battle hacks Tropical. Oh boy, I wanted to take. I had, you know, those beer mugs that they give you.
Yep.
They're a real. There's like,
substantial.
Like, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. I just wanted to. I wanted to effing Dan Marino toss this effing right through her face, right? Because she's sitting next to people that, guess what, Tropical? They're wearing soccer jerseys. And she's yelling at the TV, right? She might have been, you know, a couple deep, right? Just a couple right. deep. But she's a loudmouth. You can tell, you know, the kind of battle axe that you just know. Like, they're a loudmouth, right? And they go back. And something happened on the TV, Tropical. I wasn't watching it, right? I was here and there, but I was having a conversation, too, with my wife. And then everybody's bemoaning what happened on the TV. And she looks at the people next to her and goes, actually, I do know. I played soccer. Tropical. Now, I don't know much about soccer. Not going to claim to either. But when she says I played soccer, I believe that she played soccer. I believe she played very little soccer because there's not been one female soccer player that I have ever seen in my life that has the build of a California raisin. Tropical, it doesn't happen. You bimbo, get the hell out of here.
Where does bimbo fall in? Bird, battle axe, fraud, like, you know, I feel like it's the stupid one, like the absolutely stupid one, right?
Bimbo, yeah, bimbo's stupid and loud usually, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's just horrible. And you know the type of girl. Yes, golly. Just shut up. And you know what? I'm going, you know what? Don't worry about it. Because after today, you can go back to the way you normally operate. And it's not loving the trendy thing because it's trendy. God, what a bitch. So, whoo! Threw the tough one out there, Tropical. Now, back to soccer. Hydration breaks? Piss off. Piss off with your hydration breaks. Not gonna even. Not,
it's a
not
ploy
gonna
by FIFA to make advertisement dollars. That's exactly what it was.
Man, when we, and I know it's a different time. I know it's a different time. But golly, when by the time you got a drink in practice, you needed a drink in practice, right? And I'm saying that's a good thing. I'm not saying that's a good thing. But a hydration break, how soft could we possibly get, Tropical? We're marshmallows, Tropical. We are marshmallows colliding in space. And that's another thing, talking about marshmallows colliding in space. Some of these soccer players, you get near them, and they're flying, Tropical, and they're trying to get a penalty. This is just, and they show it in slow motion, and you see, and they're not even good actors. It's horseshit, Tropic-El. It's horseshit. I would love, you know, I'd love to see a truck hit one of these guys. At least an actual collision would be nice. I would be okay with an actual collision. They're going to give away a car or something like that after the game. Gas it up and drive it on out there. See what happens. And then
I feel like the rule of if you flop, you actually get hit. Like somebody gets to haul off and hit you.
So driving a Rivian, maybe, right? Yeah. Maybe it'll be like a cross promotion.
Why not?
It makes sense to me. And then that was that's something they played. It was like an hour and a half, and we're like, we're the hell out of here. An hour and a half, and nobody scored a goal, Tropic-El. And you know what? It's not even the worst part. Like, that's not the worst part. Nobody can score a goal, right? I get that. But like in a hockey, at a certain point, you don't score a goal. They go to a shootout, right? And then it's over. You get some type of a something going on there. Like, you could watch three periods of hockey, watch an hour of hockey, watch one overtime, and then get to a shootout, and I'm okay with it. But just adding time? Like, I don't know any of that, Tropic-El. Soccer, get off my lawn right now.
They have to add extra time because they know this game blows, and like they have to, well, they held up the game here, so we're going to give a little extra time trying to get some excitement, some score. Eventually, they do go to penalty kicks. But I have no understanding or idea of how long that freaking takes before you get to that where you're going to do penalty kicks to decide a game.
And you know that there's some asshole listening to us right now going, well, you just don't understand the game. Yeah, I do. It's just like any other friggin' game out there. Score more points than your opponent and you win.
You just don't understand the game.
John Witherspoon has the best, like, his take on steroids. Like, it goes for Spaceball. Baseball and everything like that. Like, he loved steroids in baseball. Like, he said, we should give them all steroids. He's like, I'll tell you who needs steroids. Soccer players. You go to a game, be there 3 hours, the game tied 1-1. Give them steroids, it'd be 150 to 115.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Oh, man. So you said baseball there. That's what I'm going to slide in. And I sent this to Johnny C and the Bunt Force Pod. There was a bat flip. There was a bat flip from a child. Child, Tropic-El. Somebody ought to punch that kid in the mouth. Somebody ought to just level that little son of a bitch. Are you kidding? And Tropic-El, part of it's the kid, right? You saw the way he flipped that bat. Part of it's the kid. Part of it is the coach.
Yep.
And part of it's the parent, all right? And I wouldn't mind punching every single one of them right in the mouth. Just punch him in the mouth. Kick him in the nads, too. F him. Hate it. Get your head out of your ass. Both child, coach, and parent, all three of you, go to hell. Tropic-El, you don't have pull tabs in Alabama, but you're familiar.
Minnesota was my first experience.
You're familiar with the pull tabs. Okay. Yep. I don't know if I don't know how popular pull tabs are really across the nation. It's essentially a paperback slot machine with one pull is what it essentially is. So that makes sense to any of the listeners out there. You crack it open, you see if you won. You didn't win, you move on to the next pull tab. You throw $2 a tab, you could win $500, whatever it is, right? It's essentially a hard copy slot machine. That's what we got there. Yeah. Now, where we were when we played, we were just at the bar, and there's a bartender that just got us the tabs, right? But at some bars, they have like a pull tab station where they have a lady behind a little booth, right? And she got all these different types of pull tab boxes. And then you go up to the lady, and then you buy a stack of pull tabs, and you go back to your seat and rip your tabs, right? Now, if you're in line for the pull tabs, Tropic-El, you're in line, whatever it is. You leave line. I don't mind if you come back to line, right? That's okay. I'm not. But if I do get up to, like, my spot, and I'm going to pay for the tabs, like, then I'm just going to get my tabs then, right? Like, if there's six people, and you're five, and I'm six, and we get up there, and all of a sudden, I'm next, and you're still not back, I'm buying my tabs.
Correct.
You don't expect anybody to wait at that point, right? Now, Tropic-El, this is what happened. I got up to the time I was about to buy my tabs. Lady jumps up in front of me and goes, actually, I'm back now. I'm going to... Lady, you don't jump in front of somebody at the counter. That's not acceptable behavior. Now, I will tell you this. If there was somebody in front of me and she came back and she said, you mind if I get back in line here? I would say, you know what? You go right ahead, Tropic-El. You go right ahead. But when my money has hit the counter and I started talking to the pull tab lady, that's not the time to cut back in. Right? That's not the time to cut back in. Unacceptable behavior. So that then she was, that was a bird. She was a bird for sure. That bird off the lawn.
I'm just disappointed that this is the equivalent of not taking us to water service in Minnesota. Like, we didn't go to the fancy pull tab place.
It's not necessarily a fancy pull tab place, Tropicale. It's not necessarily fancy. It's just some bars want their bartenders just focusing on getting drinks for the clients. Some bars, you know what I mean? So they actually have somebody in-house that goes and works the pull tab station versus like having a bartender get pulled away from running a bar to go grab
tabs. That's the equivalent of water service that Ollie's, as Double T would call it. Like that.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Vince Russo, miserable. Miserable, and he is on my TV more and more here recently thanks to the TNA Dark Side. And for some reason, he's going to be a pretty prominent character, it seems like, moving forward on JCW, which I know that he is, you know, a hand in JCW, but when he was first introduced as being like a guy, he wasn't there as much and as frequently. The more I see him, the harder he is to see. The harder he is, it's hard to keep the TV on if he's on the TV. So he can just get off my lawn. I think he's an asshole. I think that he's gotten way too much credit for not really contributing as much as he wants to believe that he's contributed. Yeah, that's where it should go there. Tropicale, last one, man. It's the lightest one. Last one, and it's the lightest one. What? I finally come across the SummerSlam shipper. I'm behind on Monday Night Wars, right? I'm behind. Right. You know what I found in all the shippers? Just mosh. They were picked through clean, man. Just clean. I got mosh. But I did get mosh, so that was good. That was good. But I don't know who to kick off the lawn because I am not in a position right now. I'm not on the road like I was for my job before, right? So, like, I'm in the office. I'm not on the road. So I don't have that luxury like stopping in every day. And I pretty much just get my Fridays now, right? My Friday. Do my Friday pop in. Sometimes I do a Saturday pop in. So I don't know if I kick myself off the lawn. I mean, those shippers were picked clean. I can't kick the shippers off. And the people that picked them clean, they knew what they were looking for, right? They got what they needed. So I don't know. It's just disappointing, Tropicale. It's just disappointing when you come across, you see the shipper, right? And you get moonstemmed. You get all rocked up. You walk over there and you just get a mosh, right? You know, like just grateful for the mosh. Choose.
Cut it off.
Right, grateful for the mosh, but I'm worried because now I think I'm like two runs behind in the Monday Night Wars. They got to start ship. They got to get something's got to move with those, man. I got to get
the dam's got to break at some point because I've still not seen the Micker Ultimate Edition, like the cactus.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, I don't know who to kick off. Just disappointment. Probably kick off the feeling, right? Kick that feeling off the lawn, the feeling of disappointment, Tropicale. Oh, boy. All right. Well, we can move on. The question, Tropicale. Okay. The question. What do you got for the question?
Well, this one hopefully is a quick hitter, but we'll see. Is there a show or cartoon you wish you didn't rewatch? And I'll caveat it with this. You watched it a long time ago, and your tastes change over time.
Yeah.
And then you rewatch it, and you're just like, what happened? Like, this is not good. And I have mine. It is a cartoon, very much fandom. I see a couple of pieces around the room that are tied to said cartoon, and it was Thundercats. Okay. Because I went back and rewatched the Thundercats, who I loved as a child. Like, I loved the toy line, like the action figure. I still get all excited, like seeing them occasionally around town. Like, oh, nice. but I went back, you know, I was like, you know what? I'm going to check it out. And I regret it. Like, I'm hesitant to go back to any of those childhood cartoons. Like, the Turtles are still rocking because like it had some cheese to it, but it was mine. Like that was mine. Right. There'll always be that sweet spot. But I'm afraid to go back and watch some of them. Like I was a big Voltron guy. I loved Silverhawks growing up. Like that toy line. I think it was tied to toy lines, to be honest with you. You know, a surprise action figure collectors and stuff like that. But like the Thundercats really just like it. It took it down a notch, and I'm very disappointed in it myself. I know there's like some action movies and things like that that I loved as a kid that I go back and I watch. I was like, okay, I can only handle so much of the cheesiness, and I gotta yeah. step away. But
right,
is there any that come to mind?
So nothing that jumps out like right away and smacks me. You know what I mean? Like nothing like goes, yep, that's the one. Transformers doesn't really hold up to me. And that was kind of disappointing, was that like going back and watching Transformers, because every now and again when I'm on the treadmill, sometimes I like to sprinkle something else in there. So like right. I'll throw on, you know, the original Turtles just to sprinkle an episode in there. G.I. Joe, right? Just to sprinkle something else in there. Darkwing Duck, just to sprinkle something else in there. Like a lot of those type of things I still love. Like I watched an episode of The Jetsons the other day. Right. Love it. Flintstones, great. Wacky Races, fantastic. You know what I mean? Like there's not a lot of those things that end up going back and then me going like, you know what? This is kind of a miss. One thing, and this is going to, I don't even, part of me doesn't even want to say it, Tropicale. The first season of Coach is rough. Oh. Yeah. The first season of Coach is pretty rough. I've started to work my way back through the series here and there. Like that's one that like when I say I'm gonna sprinkle one or two in, that's one that like every now and again I'm like, all right, got done with whatever I'm watching, you know, MLW. I still got a little time to kill. I'll watch, you know, two episodes of Coach, whatever it is. The first season of Coach, not fantastic. And not, and it got good at the, you know what I mean, as it went on. A lot of shows do that. But yeah, that first season, rough. It's real rough.
It was the same way with The Office, like rewatching that first season. Is it's only six episodes, thank God. There's a couple of moments and yeah. there's a little bit of like character development, but it's just it's hard to watch.
Yeah. And quite honestly, Tropicale, some of the Attitude Era Monday Night Raws are pretty rough. Like they're just not great wrestling shows. And I'll go back. I would still go back and watch them for nostalgia, and I still like them. But there's a big difference in like a rough Monday Night Raw from, you know, 1998 versus a rough episode of Transformers from the 80s. Like there's a huge difference in what you're willing to put up with in those two aspects of entertainment. So those are the ones that do stick out to me though, man, that even hurts me to say Coach.
I mean, that's the thing though. Certain shows get like one season and it has all the steam and then they don't get renewed. And then certain shows you have to get through the,
so, Tropica, I'm not a crime TV guy, right?
Right.
CSI, that's a crime show,
yeah.
Right? They had CSI Las Vegas.
Yep.
With, like, Grissom? He was, like, the lead detective guy?
I'm trying to remember who it was. It's been so long. Like, but I know what you're talking about. I know who you're referring to.
So, like, I liked watching that show. Like, and that was the only time I ever enjoyed any type of like crime show was that I believe it was called CSI Las Vegas. I believe so. And I think Grissom was like the main like cop guy. Right. I tried to watch a different one and it made me not want to watch CSI Las Vegas.
You watched Miami, didn't you?
I don't remember. CSI Miami. I don't even remember what it was, but I was like, this sucks. Why would anybody want to watch this? And then
the redheaded guy that always had his glasses and he always had the tagline. Looked like this guy. Chill. Because it was the Who as the theme song.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So that's a rough one. But if you were to put me, you know, on the spot and just say which one you regret, it's probably going to go season one Coach or those original Transformers. And they're just tough. It's disappointing. Because I remember like watching the Transformers. I had a Transformers book, right? Like that was cool. But yeah, that's where I go, Tropico. Those are my answers, my man.
Yeah, Ninja Turtles 3. That's one that don't go back and watch it. If there's any remote fondness whatsoever, might be the dumbest film I've seen since Zoolander.
Is that the one where they introduce the gal?
That's where they go back in time.
Turtles in Time. God, which one's the one that they introduced the broad?
I don't remember.
But you know it exists. Yes. Yeah. Man, I'm going to have to go on a turtle watching spree.
But like the live action turtles like that.
Yeah. Yep.
That third one is a bit rough. You can change the disc. It's like, I'll change the disc. It's like, yeah. No problems here.
Going to get up and get the DVD, huh?
Yeah.
Man, love it, man. Love that Loaded Regression. No, normally, this is where we go to the mission. We're taking a week off from the mission, right? We introduced ourselves to Tots Outdoors. So we're going to take a week off from the mission. You know, maybe we'll have some when I get back, maybe we'll have some more Tots Outdoors. But this week we're going to take it off again. Tots Outdoors is brought to you by J&J Figures Tropicale. We're going to slide into the mission. Not the mission. We're going to slide into trophies. Trophies. You're out there on the hunt. You're out there on the prowl. A big old ginger bear looking for your, what do you call that? Prey, right? Looking for your prey.
Yes.
What'd you get, Tropicale?
So, from one of our sister shows, Fun Sports Podcast, I've made an order with our affiliate, cardshelves.com. Got some different card holders, pages, and stuff like that.
Nice. I'm
very excited. Use code BuntForcePod10 and save 10%.
10. Like.
But anyway, got those in. Super cool. It's not one of the big, card conglomerates. Like, they're making these in-house, and they do a nice protector. I really like their magnetic protectors a lot. I can definitely say that. They've got the different sizes, so if you got a lot of jersey cards and things like that, and you want a really nice protector, grab one here just to show Kevin. Like, it's nice, beautiful, thick.
Yeah,
hold the jersey cards in there where most of your standard magnetic holders will not. So, fun fact there. As far as figs, I really didn't get a lot of figs per se in like the wrestling collecting world. That said, I've been inundated with starting lineups as of late. So I added a few of them. I got the good old Ozzie Smith.
Beautiful.
Starting lineup put on the baseball shelf. I got Will the Thrill, Will Clark. and then I added this sick Kevin Green to the collection.
It's pretty badass.
OG decided to open that one for me. He saw it sitting there, and I'd been allowing him to open some of the others because he's going to keep some, like, we had duplicates of multiples. So I was like, yeah, go ahead and open some.
Yeah.
Well, he saw this one, thought, oh, open it. Well, all right. Yeah, I mean, I can't get it autographed, so it's
right.
All right.
Yeah.
But yeah, adding Kevin Green. That's, I'm trying to think, I didn't get any card this time. So yeah, that's light week, but I'm not mad at it. I did pick up for you. It's going in your box, the WrestleMania 13 set on clearance. I was
awesome. Yeah.
If I would have wanted it, like, that would have been one that, to see it at that price, I'm super bricked up over, like, all right.
Yeah. 100%. Man. 100%. Cool little piece of Year of Duke and Rogue trivia. The original moment of silence that we ever had. Because, it's a running gag with our show.
Right.
The original moment of silence was for Kevin Green. Well, because of Clash of the Champions they had in Las Vegas there. Yep.
That's, was that before Mongo passed?
Yeah. So I picked up a couple of things here, Tropical. I think I'm going to start with the wrestling stuff, right? That makes sense.
Right.
I got that new Dusty Superstars.
Mm-hmm.
Got that. That was in that shipper. I got the Mosh, right? Mentioned that. That was in the shipper. And I did get the Mick out of that. I think it's is that Survivor Series Mick or a SummerSlam Mick?
I believe so, yeah. It's one of those.
Just arrived today, Tropicale. The Cody Ultimate Edition off of Amazon, the one that came with the mask and all that. I pre-ordered that in April, completely forgot, got the alert. Hey, your stuff showed up. What stuff? Oh, cool, fig. That was awesome. I was happy about that. I got, what the hell else was I? I got that fig, got that fig, got that fig. That fig. Tropicale. I'm drawing a complete blank here. What the hell else? Molly and I went to the camping store. I didn't get really anything for the camping trip. Huh. went to the mall. Didn't go. The Lids was closed at the mall. That was what I got to have at the mall.
What are you in, New Jersey?
Yeah, boy.
The zombie apocalypse mall. I did pick up a hat this week. I did forget about it. The old school, the Huntsville Stars, like when McGuire and Canseco played with just the plain H.
Yeah.
Picked that up. Super, super bricked up over that.
Very cool. Trying to remember, Tropical. I feel like I am just completely effing whiffing on. It's gone, Tropical. I don't know what it was. What the hell else did I get? I'm looking at figs. I got my four figs. Oh, I remember Tropical. I saved this one for last because I figure you're going to make fun of me for it. But you know what? I don't give a damn. I think it's awesome. So, Tropical, listeners out there, speak to you from the heart here for a second. There is a cartoon that I've always loved. And I'm always going to love. It's never going to change. Don't care how many people know it. Don't care how many people make fun of me because of it, Tropical. If you had one guess, Tropical, of a cartoon that you would think that I might love, that might strike people as a little bit different, which cartoon would it be?
My mind goes like to Adult Swim or the early, like more adult cartoons.
Not an adult themed cartoon, right? Not an adult themed cartoon. Yep.
Probably Rainbow Bright, if I had to guess anything with you and your
that would be shocking. Yeah. Not Rainbow Bright. It's Winnie the Pooh, man.
Okay.
Like Winnie the Pooh, I've always thought was super badass. He's hilarious. Like, and like, that's what I, again, you talk about like different things you sprinkle back in when you're on the treadmill or whatever. I'll sprinkle some Winnie the Pooh in because Winnie the Pooh is hilarious. If you pay attention to the lines, right, and you get past the fact that you're watching a show that's probably not geared to an older audience, the dude's funny. He makes me laugh. So, they introduced these Winnie the Pooh. They're like mystery boxes. And you could build yourself a tree from the 100-acre woods. And then they have like characters that come with it. So I started building the tree, right? I just don't want to get duplicates. That's the tough part. You don't want to get duplicates. But yeah. I started building my tree. I got Roo and I got Eeyore so far in that tree. It's awesome. And I got a Winnie the Pooh mug because Molly was like, well, are you going to get the mug too? I was like, you're damn right I'm getting the mug. So. I don't. Do you know? I mean, Winnie the Pooh. You got a younger kid. Does he ever watch that stuff? He laugh his balls off. Or
we have never done the deep dive on Winnie the Pooh. So okay. I couldn't tell you. I take the godforsaken rat on the Disney Plus.
Like, okay. Like, yeah.
I'm over all of those.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm a big Goofy guy. So that's the hard like Goof Troop. I try to encourage. Like, come on.
Yeah. Let's
watch a Goofy movie. Yeah. Come on.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I'll go Goofy movie, hits. All that stuff. Yeah,
Goofy movie hits so much harder now as an adult and a father. Like, that's a different chord right there.
All of those work, though. Like, the Goof Troop, the Rescue Rangers, Tailspin, like,
Just introduced OG to Tailspin. He's a huge fan because there's awesome. The kid having the adventures.
Just show him a little bit about it's the adventures of Winnie the Pooh, right? Just show him a little bit. It's fun, man. Like, I don't know. People probably make fun of me right now. People out there listening right now going, Sergeant General Longnuts, Handsome Kevin, what are you talking about, Winnie the Pooh? Watch it, man. It's pretty effing funny. It's just a funny show. So I'm building that 100-acre, woods stand gimmick. So I got the Eeyore and I got the Roo. Roo's the, I didn't really want Roo. I was hoping that's like the throwaway. They're just like, we got to move some Roo. So I do have the Roo, but I didn't really want the Roo. Either way, that was
to get Bob Backlund, you had to buy this figure.
You're right there, Tropical. You are right there. That was my trophies. Anything you want to touch on before we go ahead and put a pin in this son of a bitch?
I'm going to shotgun this thing. So you can find us on the socials, on Twitter at Top Pod. You can find our main channel page at GBW Pod. You can find our sister shows, the Year of Duke and Rogue podcast at Year of Pod. You can find the Bunt Force podcast at Bunt Force Pod. Also on Instagram, we've got the GBW Pods there on Instagram. Give us a follow. There's the Bunt Force Pod at Bunt Force Pod on Instagram. We do a lot more baseball stuff, a little trivia. Suck It Johnny. The All-Star votes came in, and 2-1 votes. Team Juice, Al's space program, dominated this. So, yeah, you can suck it, Johnny.
Yeah, suck it, yeah. Johnny.
We're having a lot of fun there. Posting a lot of fun baseball videos that I can find just from my fandom. Give the prowrestlingtees.com/GorillaBrain our first four designs. I've got a conversation going with the stickers. Still trying to order those. It's just getting around work and all these things and communicating. And it's like, you know, oh, well, the order changed. Hey, we're not getting t-shirts yet. Like, we got to finalize these designs because we got to tweak the. It's not the same screen print, but it's going to be a better quality type thing. So that's what I'm trying to finalize with those people. But I'm trying to get the stickers ordered first and in our hands and out for the listeners. As far as our people, MF or Ted, you know, the Hillbilly Hill himself, you know, Ted, you know, Big Daddy, Manny, appreciate you guys, all that you do to bring light to our little family here at Gorilla Brain Podcast. Give a shout out to the collecting community. Again, Johnny C, that's how I met him. He's my co-host on the Bump Force Podcast. Dougie Nunya, all the elite Patreon group, Dan at Flashback Jerseys. Kayfabe Toys, all these people that if you're into wrestling figs, go check them out. Good people, great customer service, easy to deal with. You got stuff you want to move. The Jays. Ugh, how can I forget the Jays? You know, work with those guys. They're two brothers that care about collectors and collecting. So but that's the as quick as I can.
Hell of a shotgun, Tropical.
Yeah.
Hell of a shotgun, Tropical. It's as quick as you can in and out. You've done that many times. So, oh, bullet train, Tropical. Anyway, I'm gonna not shotgun quite as hard as you are, Tropical, mostly because I don't know how to operate the shotgun. I'll say this. Manny, Ted, you guys keep doing your thing, man. I hope you're doing well. I'm for Ted. Man, I'd like to know what you like to say about this moose thing. I'm going to go back to that opening segment. Let me know. They're MF or Ted. I want to know because I think domesticating the moose would be a good idea. I really believe that's the fact. Manny, I hope you're doing well. I always hope you're doing well. Johnny C, suck it. Why not? You know? Why not at this point, right, Tropical? I sent Johnny C a Twitter thing the other day. Like, when I say the other day, I mean like 2 weeks ago. No response. So, yeah, Johnny C, suck it. How about that? We got... I don't know. The Jays, of course, right? Love the Jays. Yeah. Keep doing the good thing. JNJFigures.com. Monday night, you can catch me on the Wizards, right? It's live with my main man, Tony, the Brundlefly, Tropical. That's not, you know, not Tropical.
Double T.
Double T. Man, I've been up too many hours. That's what's happened at this point. I've been up way too many hours straight, and I got to go to bed. So Monday night, catch us live. The Wizards, that's 6 Central, 7 Eastern, 5
Mountain.
No, that's not right, is it?
That's correct.
7 Eastern, 6 Central, 5 Mountain, 4 Pacific.
There you go.
Awesome. Shady Natchez is really kicking ass right now. He's doing a lot of cool stuff. I talked to Shady just the other day. He's our friend from across the pond. Really doing some cool stuff, working some interesting guys, and it sounds like he's having more fun now than he ever has in professional wrestling. So hats off to Shady. Love Shady. He's done a great deal for me. So want to thank him always. That's all I got, Tropical. If I didn't mention you, I don't know. Maybe I don't care about you. It's hard to say.
Or he hasn't slept.
I have been up for quite a few hours right now, so it is time for me to sleep. I hope everybody's doing good. How about that, Tropical?
Thanks
for tuning in. How about that's pretty good, too? Thanks for tuning in. Anybody out there that has an answer for me about domesticating moose, please let us know. Just comment or send a message. I don't care what you do. I just need to know. I need to know more about domesticating moose. We're not going to take it all the way. We're not going to take it all the way back, Tropical. We're going to pin on this one. So, everybody, thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for listening to this talk a little bit of Todd's Outdoors. And we will be back. One of us will be back. One of us might be dead. Who knows? Sayonara, suckers. Be good to one another. take care of one another, support one another. Thank you very much, everybody.